best thing you can do probably is to remove your mouse altogether and try to navigate your website solely just with the keyboard.
Oh, wow.
And see if you can access everything with the keyboard. You should have the same exact experience when it comes to like using a mouse.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics related to e-commerce. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be talking about accessibility. What is it, and how should businesses implement it? With our guest, Sean Whalen. Sean is an accessibility manager at Blue Acorn ICI with close to 5 years of experience in the field. He is an advocate of accessibility and inclusion design. Let's get started. Hey, Sean, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm really excited to learn more about accessibility and how it can help businesses.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
Well, let's just get started since you're the expert here. Can you define what accessibility is?
So web accessibility is essentially you want to make your product or your website or web application designed in a way that anyone can use the website, regardless of your ability or disability. So essentially, you want to include everyone that can use your website or product itself without holding them back. And you want to target every group out there, especially, you know, there are disabilities out there that people aren't used to or not known or might not have a disability, such as like color blindness, complete blindness. You know, we want to make sure you're developing your website so that anyone can use the product itself.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you said color blindness, I guess that is one like off the top of my head that I wouldn't have assumed. But when you're looking at something visual, it is really important.
It is 100%. Yeah. And a lot of people aren't aware that they might have color blindness. So it does happen. It happened to us recently with my fiance. She didn't realize that she was colorblind until we were looking at some images and she couldn't see it. So a lot of people might not even know that they have disabilities. So that's why we want to make sure that everyone's included to make sure that they can use your application.
Right. So where do businesses tend to fall short in their accessibility efforts?
There's actually a few key areas when it comes to this. A lot of businesses, they don't put their focus on accessibility, which is why it's such a huge issue in today's market. They believe it's like a one-time fix, and it's not. It should be an ongoing remediation for that. It's not a one-time fix, right? So it's an ongoing solution. And accessibility is usually the last thing they want to work on or focus on. But in reality, it should be part of their ongoing process from the very start of the project or the website to the very, very end. And many believe accessibility only affects a small majority of people, which isn't the case. You know, disabilities can be temporary. You know, if you're going through, you know, LASIK surgery and you have blurry vision for a while, or if you're in a car accident and you broke your wrist and you can't, you know, use your mouse anymore, things do happen. You know, it's something that's out of your control. But a lot of it falls short of they believe that it's a one-time fix, that they'll get to it at the end of the project, at the end of the website. So it's a lot of not realizing how big of an issue is until it's faced on your plate when it happens, when a lawsuit comes through, or not realizing that you could be sued over accessibility because your website isn't compliant. So there's a lot of key areas where businesses fall short in today's market.
And how often should they be doing these checks to make sure their website is up to par?
Again, they should be doing it at the very, very start of the process, from the initial design to make sure that the color palette is compliant when it comes to guidelines, to making sure any new deployment, any new content, pages, navigation, there should be checks every stage of development, all the way to the very end. And again, not wait until the end to look at accessibility issues.
So if they're lacking in accessibility, how can that impact overall performance or performance long-term?
Well, think of it this way. If you do have a disability and you want to go to, you know, just for an example, you know, Amazon, right? Everyone uses Amazon, but, you know, for those majority of people who have disability, they want to feel like everyone else. They want to use that website just like everyone else. But when they go there and they're having a difficult time to add an item to a cart or to even just view the page with like a screen reader and it's not, saying the content out correctly, it leaves them out. And it's to the point where people will leave the site immediately if your site is not accessible. So you're losing a huge clientele or a huge group of people that can't use your product. Or, you know, there's a new product on the market and they want to go through and purchase that and they find out your website isn't compliant. they're not going to use the website going forward. So the bounce rate is going to be huge. A lot of people leave the website within like the first 30 seconds if it's not accessible. So it's a huge, huge deal when it comes to that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so say you're somebody who has a disability, let's just say colorblindness, what would they see on the website if that website was up to the standards to know where certain colors were? What would they see?
So for the accessibility guidelines, we followed the WCAG guidelines. The new version 2.2 slated to release in April of this year, but it's going to be the same guidelines from the previous versions, kind of carried over with new success criteria that it's called. When it comes to like color blindness, there should be certain ratios when it comes to what colors to use or the contrast of colors, I should say. You really could use any colors, just they should fall above that threshold. If you're below that threshold, someone with color blindness or any other type of eye disease or disability, low vision, for example, they're going to see those colors kind of mesh together. So if you see a button that says, you know, add to cart, and the text itself is white, right? But the button itself is like maybe a light blue. The contrast isn't really there. So someone with a disability might see that as just a button with no text. They right. kind of mesh together. So it's very, very difficult to navigate visually when you see those type of colors. If the contrast is correct, they're going to see exactly what you see, to the point where you should be able to make the website completely, you know, gray, and you should be able to navigate the entire website without an issue. So again, if those contrast colors are above a certain ratio, you'll have no issue reading the content, you know, when it comes to buttons, links, paragraph, or anything else. So yeah, there's a certain color contrast that a lot of companies fall below.
Gotcha. So if you are trying to improve your accessibility efforts, what are some actionable first steps to take to get up to the standards?
So it's a lot to understand, right? There's a whole set of guidelines for accessibility. But the number one thing is to start implementing accessibility into your process now, rather than wait to the very, very end. You're going to catch a lot more issues at hand when it comes to deployment, development, the initial designs, and it's going to cost a lot less to fix when you implement it at the very beginning rather than the end, because you don't want to do what you're working on now twice, right? If you right. find out you did this whole project, this whole website, and it's not compliant, and then you got to redo everything, it's a lot of time and effort, and it's very, very expensive to do that. So the best part is to implement accessibility into your process now, and don't wait until the very end.
What if you already have your website live and you realized you missed, you just didn't include any accessibility efforts, then what should you do?
Yeah, it happens all the time. And that's why we're here to help too. So what we can do, you know, for anyone, what they can do is, you know, it does happen. There's so many guidelines when it comes to accessibility, whether it's contrast colors, keyboard navigation, things like that. We can go through, or anyone else can go through, and we can provide, you know, the correct success criteria. We can look at your site of, you know, what's your top issues when it comes to accessibility? What are the severe issues? Which ones can wait until the end to kind of fix it? But there's so much you can do. The best thing you can do probably is to remove your mouse altogether and try to navigate your website solely just with the keyboard.
Oh, wow.
And see if you can access everything with the keyboard. You should have the same exact experience when it comes to like using a mouse. So you can go through and tab through everything. You should be able to open every link, every button with either the space bar or enter. And if you can't, then you know right away you have accessibility issues.
Right.
We have a lot of certified people who take accessibility really seriously here. And I'm really, really proud of that. We're going through and we're cross-training all departments on the importance of accessibility. But more importantly, we can take your product. We can look at what your processes are now. We can develop a plan to go forward on how to implement accessibility into your process. We can tell you, you know, again, the severity of problems that you have, the number of issues that you have, and really put a plan into place where we can do moving forward to enhance your accessibility on the product. So yeah, again, we're here to help. We have certified people. And they take it very, very seriously.
Yeah. Great. I think I learned so much more about accessibility. So thanks so much for joining. But before we wrap up, I have a fun little spitfire to kind of close out the episode. So I have three questions for you. Just as fast as you can, provide some of these answers.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. The first one I have is, can you think of a brand or a website that is doing accessibility really well today?
Probably on the market, I would personally would say like Target. They're one of the people that were previously sued when it comes to ADA compliance. And their website is kind of like a really great go-to to understand how to make a website fully compliant. For the most part, you know, it's always hard to catch every single accessibility issue. But yeah, I would probably say Target. I've always looked at them and followed their lawsuits in the past. But I think they're doing a great job when it comes to accessibility.
Cool. Next question. List a few innovations or technologies that are exciting you right now.
In my opinion, screen readers are becoming a huge, they've been having a few updates recently. Obviously, your screen reader has to be up to date. Right. So make sure you install the new updates if there is one, that if you see a notification. But they're continuously trying to improve the performance and the usability of a screen reader itself. So whether it's, you know, VoiceOver, NVDA, in the past, there was certain stuff that those screen readers couldn't see on the content itself or the website, but they're continuously improving it, improving the usability. But yeah, my opinion would be that screen readers itself on today's market compared to how it was 10 years ago.
And then last question, why should CMOs or CIOs care about accessibility?
You want to stand out from your competition, right? So when it comes to marketing, accessibility goes hand in hand with SEO as well. But if you think of it this way, if your product is accessible and you're selling products and people know that your website is accessible, they're going to keep using your product. They're going to keep coming back as your number one website to go through and order your product or content or to view any type of news, blogs, things like that. If your website is accessible, they're going to keep coming back and you're going to keep growing that market and extending that market reach itself. So again, you're kind of breaking down the barriers for everyone else and you're sticking out from your competition.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you want to add before we close out?
I think that covers everything today. I'm very, very excited for this. And I thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Sean, for joining us. And thanks for listening to The Funnel. If you'd like to follow Sean on LinkedIn, you can find him at linkedin.com/in/Sean-Whalen-accessibility. Or easier, you can just check out the link to his profile in our show notes. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to give The Funnel a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and follow the podcast on Spotify and give us a rating on there. For all things Blue Acorn ICI, you can follow along on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/company/blue-acorn-ICI. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.